comes the, here comes the, here comes the.
Y'all don't really worry like that.
Welcome to the Final Word Podcast with Nathan McCurry. Today I'm joined with by the linebacker for Kennesaw State, Izzy Sam. Izzy, thanks for joining us this afternoon.
Thank you for having me.
So on these personal profiles, we're going to dive a little bit deeper. Not just going to talk football, we're going to talk some, but we're going to talk about you personally. Just tell me a little bit about your background.
I'm from Gwinnett County. I played Little League and high school football in Gwinnett County. I started off as a North Gwinnett Bulldog, and I played as a North Gwinnett Bulldog all the way up to ninth grade. And then my school split up. Lanier High School actually opened up, and from my district, I had to split either from North Gwinnett or to Lanier, and I lived in the Lanier district, so I was kind of forced to go there. But right when I got there, I fell in love with it. I had a great coaching staff. I started off with Coach Wells. He was the head coach at that point. He came from Collins Hill. And Coach Mobbs is actually the head coach now, but I met a great linebacker coach there, and Coach Willingham, and there's the whole coaching staff is great there. I still stay in contact with them today, but it's always great to talk to them, just to see how they're doing, and I wouldn't be here without them. And after that, I went to my senior year. I had to deal with some injuries, so I decided to stop playing football. I went to Georgia State as a student, and I stayed there for one semester. That one semester that I was there, I was watching football on TV. I was watching the Georgia State games, and I was missing the game of football so much. And I actually heard about Kennesaw starting a program, and my sister was actually a student at Kennesaw too, and she told me some about it, and I went and visited the campus. I just fell in love with it, and I love the area, the community, so much better than the area that I was at that point. So around, I want to say October, I just decided to try to transfer over to Kennesaw. And I got accepted into the university, and I went to Kennesaw as a student for a couple months, and I tried out for the first tryout. And luckily, I made the team. They gave me an opportunity, and it's just been great ever since.
Well, you coming here, and you're still a local student, a local product. Talk about being so close to home, and you mentioned your sister goes to Kennesaw State, having family be able to come and watch you play.
Well, it's great because I feel like I have family come to my games more than I did when I was in high school, and that just goes to show how much support I have now. They bring cousins, they bring aunts, uncles over to the games, because I mean they just appreciate me so much for making the choice to come back and play football. Because that the time that I wasn't playing football, they would always try to talk to me about it, try to talk me back into it, and I'm just glad I made that decision. But the support factor of that for my family is unbelievable, and it's not just my actual blood family. It's just the Kennesaw family that I've grown with now. Guys like Chandler, his family, and just my teammates. I have parents all over the place, brothers and sisters all over the place that I just appreciate so much.
What was it like stepping on the football field again after stepping away from the game and now at a Division I level at a new program? It had to be kind of intimidating.
Oh, it was definitely intimidating. I could probably the first couple months it took me a while to get my feet wet, and probably as a whole defensive group, we would go out there and we'd try to tackle the offense, and it was just they would run circles around us, to be honest. And it took us a while to really get used to it. Might have been the option too, trying to get used to the option, but yeah, we're getting cut all over the place. But after a couple months, we finally got our feet wet, including me. I was all over the place to start off with, but I mean, a lot of credit to the coaches. They trusted me, and they taught me a lot about technique, things that I forgot about in that time that I wasn't playing, and it paid dividends.
Well, to be a what they call a coachable player, you have to have developed that somewhere. Who in your background really developed you as a young man and as a coachable type player?
Well, my brother and my father when I was in Little League and middle school, they were like my main pushes for football. I played a lot of soccer. That's probably my first sport. I played soccer a lot. And my brother said, you need to, you got to try out football. Well, if soccer's not doing it, then maybe that's why I got to try out. But so it was probably them to start off with. And then when I got to high school, like I said, my linebacker coach, Coach Willingham, he taught me a lot about football, the game, just not from the playing field, but from the film room, just studying the game of football, just learning so much more about it. And he helped me fall in love with it too. He played at the college level, so that was one of my goals, just to play at the college level and just to show him that I could do it too. So probably those three, my father, my brother, and Coach Willingham.
Okay, so you mentioned your sister, you mentioned your brother and father. How about mom?
Oh, my mom, I love my mom to death, and she never wanted me to play football. Every time I go out, she just says, be safe. I don't care if you make any tackles. I don't care if you play well. Just protect yourself. And I'll show her some highlights, and she'll get mad when I hit people really hard because she doesn't want me to get hurt. So my mom, she's definitely my supporter, but she cares more about my well-being over the fact of me playing football at all, to be honest.
That's the way a mom's supposed to be, though, right?
Yeah.
So we got a chance to talk to Big Z earlier. He's traveled the world. He's talked about all of his experiences. But one thing he talked about was his favorite food. And I'm not even going to try and mention the type of food it was, but it was a dish that I think he said he found in Malaysia that was fantastic. But so, what kind of food guy are you? Because I'm a food guy, man. Wings and stuff like that. What kind of food guy are you?
Well, if I'm going to eat and I'm getting my favorite food, I got to get a 10-piece hot lemon pepper, extra wet sauce, all flats, with a side of fries and ranch. And that's every time. If you ask any guy on the team, that's my meal. You could ask offense, defense. They'll reiterate it the same way. It's a 10-piece hot lemon pepper, extra wet, all flats with a side of ranch and fries.
That just rolls off your tongue like you've done it 100 times before already. So all flats. And I'm a wing guy. Mm-hmm. When I see someone eat wings and leave too much meat on the bone, I get on them. You ever seen people eat wings? What's your thought about how to eat a flat? You eat it from the side? You go straight in?
Well, the first thing, you can't eat it like Taylor Hinkle, because Taylor Hinkle will take a bite of the middle and leave the rest of the wing there, and I do not understand. Like, he'll eat a wing, and that one bite makes the whole wing just sit there. It'll make you mad if you see him eat wings. So don't eat them like Taylor Hinkle. But yeah, you just got to eat around the whole thing. You got to make sure there's more bone than meat for sure. So you got to clean that thing up.
All right, then we're going to go ranch, blue cheese, or you do fries or carrots and celery.
You got to have the carrots and celery there just so you can have a little good health in there. But definitely a ranch over blue cheese guy.
So you mentioned hot lemon pepper. Are you a hot food kind of guy? Do you like spicy food?
I like spicy food, but it just brings like a kind of different flavor to the wing, because you have the dry rub lemon pepper, and then the hot sauce just keeps it wet. So like it's just a perfect mixture.
I like it. Mm-hmm. So do you cook at all? I mean, wings is kind of like that college kind of food. Mm-hmm. I mentioned ramen noodles one time, and everyone gave me the kind of crazy look. No one eats ramen noodles anymore, I guess. Yeah. But do you cook in the dorm, or what's your kind of go-to meal?
I actually cook a lot, definitely in the off season when I have a lot more free time. I diet a lot in the off season, and the only problem with that is like if I diet too much, I lose weight doing that. But I like to cook steak, broccoli, brown rice, grilled chicken, anything like that. Like it's actually really simple and it tastes good, so.
It's pretty easy to do if you just get into it. Mm-hmm. So you're a public relations major. Mm-hmm. Of course, being a student and athlete's a big part of what Kennesaw mm-hmm. State also promotes out of their student athletes. What do you want to do in the future?
I'm not completely sure, but I love communicating and I love working with sports. And I just love being around sports. When I work with sports, I don't even feel like I'm doing a job. So anything that can entail with sports and just enjoying what I do every day, I'll be down to do it.
So just kind of talk about the grind that is being a student athlete and at Kennesaw State. You've got practices, you've got studies. What's your way of balancing all that?
Well, like it's always been, books come first, and then after that, you really just got to balance it by what's most important to you. So football means a lot to me. So I spend a lot of time in the film room, the practice room, and the weight room, pairing with that. And I feel like these lessons that we learn in college and we've learned in high school playing football just sets us up for the real world. Because in the real world, if you're not staying busy, then you're not doing something right. So if you can just take these lessons that you've learned in college and translate it to the real world, you should be successful.
So I think everyone knows on his spare time, Justin Sumter's watching Dragon Ball Z. Mm-hmm. What do you do, leisure time, maybe something that you just enjoy doing just to kind of get away from it all?
I'm a video game guy. I get pretty competitive with that. I just bought the new 2K. So in our team, we compete a lot. So you gotta spend some time just preparing for when somebody calls you out in the locker room so you can be ready to beat them one-on-one. So, I mean, in my spare time, I try to get my 2K Madden game up. In FIFA, I'm actually the best FIFA player in Kennesaw State University.
Oh, all right. The best FIFA player. You know, Big Z played some soccer, too. Mm-hmm. I don't know if he plays video games, but he may have something to say about that.
About
oh, yeah, go for it. What's a funny story about Big Z?
Big Z, I don't know when he ever played soccer. He's way too big for that, but me and Big Z, we got back from church yesterday, and he asked me if he can stop at Quick Trip. I was like, yeah, sure. Figured he was going to grab a bag of chips, and he just went grocery shopping, grabbed pretty much the whole Quick Trip, and walked out with two bags full just last night. So, I mean, but, yeah, I love Big Z.
It's gone now, whatever he bought.
Yeah.
All right, man, so you play video games, leisurely, football, you got your studies on. You mentioned earlier that what's going on in your personal life?
Personal life, grades. Grades look pretty good. I'm actually about to graduate soon. It's crazy to think about moving on to the real world. But, I've got great relationships with my friends and family's doing well. I've met some great people in Kennesaw. Just, like, I wouldn't change it for the world. The people that I've met, the experiences that I've had playing football, I'm so thankful for it, and I thank God every day for it, because if I didn't make the choice to come here, who knows what I'll be doing now. So I'm thankful for sure.
Well, I know Kennesaw State Owl fans are thankful too. Thanks for joining us on The Final Word. It's Izzy Sam here on The Final Word Podcast.
Thanks for having me.
Here comes the, y'all don't really want it like that. Yeah.